issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. I'm going to reread this verse and then take a text tonight. I'll probably preach all of this story, but I just want to take these two verses to begin, and I'll read those again to you if you don't mind. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered. Do you know this world tonight is suffering? Do you know that? This world is suffering. Does your heart go out to the world tonight? Huh? This woman suffered many things of many physicians. The thing that was supposed to be her cure, she suffered many things of many physicians. Not only is she suffering, but the Bible said she spent all that she had. She's now in poverty. And this, to me, adds even insult to injury. She was no better. She was not improving in the least. Not only was she not improving, she was getting worse. She was trying everything she knew, but it wasn't working. That's what I want to preach tonight to you. I want to preach simply this text. It's not working. It's not working.
Not working. Oh God.
I've tried everything and it's not working. Would you reach your hands this way one more time and pray for the preacher one more time? Praise God. Help me to preach tonight, Holy Ghost. Help me preach tonight. You gave me the Lord. Help me, God. This story today and for the last few days has touched my heart as I look upon this woman and her disease. And I began to see that she is in a pitiful condition. Now I begin to liken this woman's plight to, the world that we live in. This woman had a disease. The Bible called it an issue of blood. And the Bible tells us that the life is in the blood. So what this tells me is constantly, for 12 long years, this woman's life, had been issuing from her. And she wasn't getting better. She was getting worse. And her sickness brought on her, a weakening and a wasting, Brother Gerald Green. And it brought her, constantly, daily and daily, as the very life of her body was leaving her. She no doubt had a means to begin with. And so she went to that means, Brother Jerry, and she began to draw on that means of hers, amen, to find a solution for this weakness and this waning, amen, and this feeling she had that she was wasting away. Oh, help me preach a little bit. Amen, I don't know at what point in her plight she realized, amen, that all she was doing, amen, still was not working at all. Amen. At first, as she went to her bank account and she drew out her life savings and began to apply those, amen, coins to her infirmity. Amen. She had some hope at first. Amen. But then after a while, as she got out of the bed in the mornings, she realized that it was harder, amen, to rise this morning than it was the day before. And so she said, maybe one more physician will do. And so she went to another physician. And she spent even more money. And she followed the directions. And she did all she could. And she went home another day with hope. Amen. And with a possibility. Maybe by morning I'll begin to feel strength again. Oh, but to her discouragement and her dismay. Amen. After spending her life savings and trying all that she knew, amen, she was not getting better, amen, she was getting worse, amen. And can I tell you, that's got to be a disappointing feeling, amen, to give it all you got. I gave it my best shot, and look in the mirror and still see black circles under the eyes, amen, paleness of the skin, weakness. I don't know if this mother had children, but she was unable to be of any benefit, amen, around the house. Her life had become worthless. Her life became valueless. Her life had become monotonous. And she tried and spent all that she had, but she rather grew worse. I don't know what sad morning it was, amen, that she finally dawned upon her, saints of God, amen, I've tried it all, but it's not working.
Yeah, my God. Also,
come on now, church. Help me preach to you a little bit this morning. Amen. I began to think of this condition in a spiritual sense tonight. Amen. And I look out over a lot of folks, some even in this building tonight. You've tried everything you've had at hand. Oh, help me preach. Amen. I wonder when you're going to realize, when you're going to wake up, friend. Amen. After you've tried it all. And I know you have. Amen. You've spent everything you can spend. You've joined everything you can join. You've bought everything you can buy. You went to every place you can go. Amen. You've tried everything there is to try. Amen. I wish tonight, amen, that it would dawn upon you all the efforts you're making, all the time you're spending, all, amen, that you're putting into your life. Amen. You're not what you don't have God in your life. Amen. You bought this car and you bought another one to match it. And you built a finer home. And you spent more money. And you went again and again and again. Amen. There's trouble in your home. You tried everything to improve upon it. You tried everything, amen, to smooth out the waves. Amen. But you found out, amen, that nothing, amen, is working. It's not working for you. Amen. You're here tonight. Amen. You've got another plan. But I'm going to tell you tonight. Amen. It's not going to work either. For it's not in man. Amen. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Amen. You're not going to find peace out there. You're not going to find what you're looking for. You're going to be like this poor woman. You're going to spend all and grow worse and become poverty stricken. And at the end of your life, you're going to say, my God, it's not working. Anybody going to help me preach tonight? I'm preaching a simple text. It's not working. The sadness of the realization that this little woman had when she went to the bank for the last time. She spent her last dime. She had had a lot. Some of you are here tonight. Amen. And when you began to try to find your remedy, you were young and strong and vibrant. Amen. But tonight you're not as strong as you were. You spent all of your youth, amen, trying to find that peace of God. Amen. But it didn't work. You're still roaming and wandering and searching. You came through these doors of the highway tonight. Amen. You're busted. You're poverty stricken. Maybe not financially, amen, but spiritually speaking, you tried it all. You dipped and smoked and drank and traveled, amen, but it lasted only for a short while. And now the nights are finding you weeping. Amen, you've got to find a place to live. You had companions. You had more than one. Amen, and you're still not happy. Amen, and you know that restlessness in your soul that you'll rise in the morning and you'll begin to try to satisfy again, but it won't work. It's not gonna work. You're just gonna grow worse and worse and worse. Amen. It's not working. When are you gonna realize it wasn't worth it? Amen. It didn't work out like you thought it would. It's not working. I don't know when this precious woman, Brother Belt, went home. Her last treatment, her last visit with the physician, her last dime spent. She went home, took another look in the mirror, and said, "I've spent all I have. And look at me. I can't walk across the floor. I can't do my laundry. I can't care for my family. I've wasted all this time, 12 years, and all this money. Amen, and I'm no better off. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost on me. Amen, well, it's about time, friend, you woke up. You've traveled down a long road. You've been in a dusty trail. Amen, you've lived it up. You've stayed and partied till the lights were out. But now you're empty and hollow. Amen, it's not done you any better. You're still lost and worse than you ever was before. Hey, it's not working for you. You don't fool me. You don't fool me with that plastic smile. You're not fooling this preacher tonight. Amen. You don't fool me with your attire. You're miserable. Amen. You found out it don't work like it's advertised. Huh? Amen. It never does. The devil advertises wine, women, and song. He advertises on the billboard the far country, the place to be. Amen. He advertises so well, amen, that the youngest son goes to father and says, "Father." Amen. He didn't say, "Please, Father," or "May I, Father." He said, "Give me my portion." And the Bible said the Father took his living that the Father had worked out and gave to them boys. Amen. And that youngest boy packed his stuff together. Amen. He had things on his mind. Amen. And he had his pockets full of money. Amen. But it's not working. I seen the Bible said after he had spent all. Hey, listen to me preach a little bit tonight. After he had spent all, amen, the 30th verse of that chapter said he spent it on harlots. Amen. Oh, it was fun at first. Amen. He'd go to bed at night and the face of that woman would come before him and he'd say, "My, that was a nice time." Oh, but when his money ran out, amen, and the woman wouldn't give him the time of day because he wasn't a paying customer anymore. Amen. Something began to gnaw at him. Amen. And he realized this is not working out like I thought it would. Oh, but he had hope yet. Amen. Until all of a sudden, Brother Collins, the Bible said, after he had spent all, a famine
famine arose, and he cursed the famine. He cursed the sunlight. He cursed the dry ground. He cursed it all. He said, it's just bad luck. It's just my draw. It's just the short end of the stick. But what it was, brother, amen, it's not going to work out. Amen, because it's not in God's will, and it's not in God's plan, and you're trying the wrong thing. Hey, it's not working.
It's not working. Oh, sadness grips my heart tonight. Amen. As I think of the poor lost folks that are in this building, the devil's made a fool of them. Amen. And tonight, amen, even though he's ripped them and stripped them of every moral thing in their spirit, amen, yet they're thinking, amen, one more fling will do me. One more marriage will do me. One more time will do me. Amen, I'm trying to preach under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Amen, but listen to me. Amen, there was a call come the other day. A young lady years ago in our church, amen, her husband was mean to her. Amen, and she said, why can't I leave him and divorce him and find me a good man? And I told her why she could not. Amen. But she didn't listen. She left out and married and gone years and years. Another family. But the same misery. Amen. She called back after years and said, I miss the church. I miss the fellowship. She stays away now and can't come home. I miss, amen, those sisters that prayed with me. I miss it. Amen. You know what she was saying? It's not working. Amen. I spent all of my youth, all of my virtue, all of my sanctimony. Amen. All the good things that I had, I throwed it all in the hog pen. And it's not working out. I still feel bad. I still feel dirty. I can't sleep at night. I've got a burden constantly. It's not working.
Not working.
You know another factor about this woman? Her disease not only brought her to poverty, for 12 years she had not been able to come into the court of the Lord because she was unclean. You're here tonight, and I know you are. It's been about that long since you've come into the court of the Lord. Unclean. Help me preach a little bit tonight. Am I doing any good up there yet, preachers? Am I, Brother Collins, am I doing all right? I'm trying to preach my heart to these congregation. I want to see a move. I want to see somebody that's tried it all. Amen. I want you just to reason with me tonight and realize what you're doing is not working out. Why? Amen. It looks like a storm every way I turn. I'll tell you why. Jonah, amen, he left the presence of God and went down to get a ship. Amen. Into a ship. Going to Tarshish. Amen. And they got out on board and the ship went to rocking. The storm went to tossing. Amen. They got concerned. Why is this storm upon us? They cast lots. They found the problem. Amen. They approached Jonah about it. Amen. Jonah told them exactly, amen, what they needed to do to get rid of the storm in their life. Amen. But you know what the Bible said they did? They said, nevertheless, listen to this. Amen. After Jonah told them what the problem was, the Bible said, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land. Amen. I know what the man of God said, but I believe if we just work harder, amen, we'll have some happiness after a while. I know if we just work harder,
at it. Amen. Stay up later. Run faster. Amen. Go a little deeper. Amen. It'll take this feeling out of my heart. But they rowed harder. But they couldn't bring it to shore. Amen. You see, they were sin on board. And they had to part with the sin before the storm would calm. You've got problems tonight, friend. You're in trouble. And there's worse trouble ahead for you. Amen. And it's not going to work. You can row all your might. You can run as fast as you can. You can do everything in your power. Amen. But it won't work. Amen. Because there's sin in your life. And it's the sin that's causing the storm. Amen. And it won't calm until you part with that sin.
Need the Holy Ghost to help me. I'm preaching tonight. It's not working. There's souls in here tonight. God sent me from the mountains of Virginia to preach this message to you.
You're right.
You're right here. I don't know nothing about you. But God does. And He sent me to tell you, you need to understand, it's not working for you. Another storm. Another wind. I don't understand it. Oh, but you need to recall what the man of God said. If you'll get rid of me, he said. If you'll get rid of this sin, amen, the sea will be calm. And that's exactly what they did. When they finally realized, they prayed to God to forgive them for shedding innocent blood, and they pitched it overboard. That's what you need to do tonight. One of these meetings where everyone just accepts the Lord and makes a decision ain't going to work for you. It ain't going to get no better until you part with that sin that's in your life tonight. Church, will you help me pray? I'm not going to preach a long one tonight, but I need to get down to where, amen, the problem lies. Oh, help me preach a little bit. Are you interested in these souls? Amen, church, that are here tonight. Amen, listen, it's not working. This little woman, to her credit, she realized, I'm poor, I'm busted, it's not working. Amen, I'll try something else. And she heard about Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, as she came, amen, in the crowd, she was just one in the crowd. Amen. Sometimes your disease and your problems are of the nature that you can't verbally, amen, approach Christ or approach the church. Hers was a, amen, disease that modesty would not allow her to proclaim aloud her problem. And so she pressed through the crowd. There's some of you here tonight. If you would get up and verbally tell us what you've been into, amen, it would be embarrassing for everybody here. You don't have to do that. Amen. You just have to press. Amen. One in the crowd and touch the Son of God. Amen. You might as well. You've tried everything else. You've got nothing to lose. It's time to touch the Master. You know, when you'll come back home, prodigal, when you get down there feeding the swine, and you realize, and you come to yourself, and you realize why, how you had it all figured out. Young man, listen to me. You've got it all figured out, how you're going to do it to satisfy your flesh. But it's going to let you down. It's not going to work for you. Amen. And the prodigal son said, and he came to himself, he said, I know what I'll do. Amen. I don't have any other option. Amen. I might as well go back home. Amen. We're in my father's house.
There is bread enough and to spare. Hey, come on now. Help this preacher preach a little bit tonight. Hey, man, if what you're doing is not working, let me give you another suggestion. Hey, man, there's a man coming down the street on his way to heal Jairus' daughter. Hey, man, the crowd is great. The throng is heavy. Hey, man, but hey, what have you got to lose? Hey, man, it could be that you touch him. Oh, come on now, church. Hey, man, I'd like to see somebody tonight. Hey, man, find the cure. Hey, man, find the remedy. Hey, man, she couldn't get. Hey, man, into the court. You may not could have came and joined us on this platform tonight, but you don't have to come on this platform to touch the Son of God. Hey, man, he's in this building tonight. Hey, come on now. I said he's in this building tonight. Hey, man, and he wants to fix your problem.
Don't leave me, church. I've just got a few more minutes to preach to you. I need this. I need this. God's in this cordless mic tonight. Praise God. Who's going to help this preacher? I've just got a few more minutes to preach. Amen. I hope you realize with me. Amen. A sinner friend. Amen. There's got to be something better than this. I invited one woman down to an altar, young girl. She was about 20 years old. And I said, amen. She'd never been to the altar in her life. And she said, well, I want to be saved. What do I do? And I said, just confess your sins. And she said, all of them? Amen. She said, she thought one at a time, you know. She said, well, I can never do all. And I tried to explain to her, amen, that she could confess her sins, amen, in general, amen, that included all, amen, and the blood of Christ would cleanse them from all sin. I want to ask you saints something, amen, after you tried everything and it wasn't working, amen, when you finally pressed yourself, amen, through that crowd and touched him, amen, could you testify to these lost people tonight and say, when I touched him, the sea was calm. The burden was lifted. Amen. The load was lifted. Amen. The chains fell off. Amen. All those 12 years of spending and searching and looking and waiting. Amen. In one touch of the Master. Amen. She was made whole when the prodigal, amen, decided to go home. When he realized, Brother Collins, it's not working. I've been a fool. I've sinned against heaven and against you, Father. Let me be a servant. Amen. And he kissed him and put the robe on him and killed the fatted calf. It's not working for you. You need to come to the Master. I'm about done. She touched him in a private way in the crowd. But he stopped. He turned. And he said, who touched me? And the disciples said, oh, there's all kinds of people here. No, but I felt virtue go out of me. What do you mean by virtue? That word means power. Huh? I felt the power lead me to heal. I felt the power lead me to deliver. I tell you, you might be bound tonight with 1,000 devils. Amen. But if you'll press through all the booze and the wine, the running around, the bright lights couldn't do it. And it never will. Amen. But one touch of the Master. Amen. And this woman was made whole from that time forward. She felt in her body, amen, that she was whole. Amen. Could I preach to you tonight? Amen. You tried it all and it's not working. Amen. I'm going to recommend you try something else tonight.
Don't touch. Remember me. He can take you and wash you as white as snow. Hey, if what you're doing's not working, try Jesus.
Bow your heads with me in here tonight and help me. All right, God, let's pray for conviction in this place tonight. Praise God. Oh, you're somebody here like that little woman tonight. You're wasted. You're weak. You're poor. You're unclean. And it seems like everything you've tried has failed. Your marriage is in trouble. Your life is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
And nothing's working. You pray in sense of God. I feel in my soul. You've tried it all, man. You've tried to straighten up before you lose your wife. But you can't hardly straighten up by yourself, can you? I couldn't either. You've tried it all. You promised her many things. You promised him it'll be different next time. But you're having a hard time living up to it, aren't you, friend? It's not working. Isn't that sad when you get to the end of your life and you realize you spent all your life and it's not worked? Could I recommend, as the churches are praying for us tonight, could I recommend the Son of God to you? He's able to help you. Pray, saints, right now, will you? I wonder if there's a soul in the building that feels their need for Jesus tonight. I haven't preached much, and I'm certainly not the best speaker you'll ever hear. But if you're here with a need of deliverance, a need of Jesus, Holy Ghost, move on these folks tonight. It don't matter how long down the road you've gone. I think you've gone far enough to realize with me tonight, it's not working. It's getting worse. Don't you think it's time to turn? Don't you think it's time to turn? Come back to the Son of God who can make you whole again. Let's lift our hands and ask the Lord to give us souls in this altar as they begin to sing song of invitation. Y'all, you preachers that want to help me tonight in this altar service, you're welcome to help. We're going to have to feel conviction moving among these pews. Is there a soul in here tonight? You're not right with God. You need Jesus. It's not working. You've tried it all.
It's not working out.
I lost my
way. Head now to the lost folks. Here, here, being prayed for by the saints of God. Are you here, lost friends? The altar's open for you.
Do you need the Lord?
Let the Spirit of God deal with your heart tonight.
If you
need the Lord, the
altar's open.
Won't you come? Help me, brother. Help me, pastor.
Standing there.
Come on, lost soul.
A voice to me.
Church, are you praying with me just a minute more?
If you're looking for,
are you here? You'd like to be saved tonight?
Let me.
You tried it all else. Don't you think it's time to come home? Don't you think you had it better off around the altar? Don't you miss the singing? Don't you miss the worship of the Lord? Don't you come and join us tonight? Won't you come and join us,
sir?
The altar's open. Jesus is waiting. The blood has already been shed. This victory for you. Oh, consider the words of this preacher tonight. This is working for you. Try something to work. Won't you come?
This narrow path.
Won't you come? Come on. Pray, saints of God, and maybe the chains will fall off. Maybe conviction, old time conviction, will fall upon a lost man or woman tonight. A boy or girl, a young person in this building. Amen. Listen to me, young person. Amen. What you're thinking about, it won't work. It never has. You need to come back to Christ. That's where life is. That's where bread is. That's where healing is. That's where the virtue is. It won't work. Come on. Come on. Come to Jesus right now.
If you're looking
come to the
for Mount Calvary,
will you come?
Let me show you the way.
Oh, I wish I could help you tonight.
Working my
come on,
way.
Working my way. Come on and
pray.
So you feel like praying for some soul in this building. Let's not close the altar. Let's keep it open. Let's get the prayers going. And somebody would feel their need to get saved. Won't you come, friend? Why don't you try to come
back to Calvary?
Oh, come on. That's right. Come on.
This narrow
come on. Come on. Come on. Let's pray for these in this building tomorrow. Come on, friend, what you're doing's not working. It never has, it never will.
My feet did stray on shifting,
come on.
Sinking sand.
Come on, let's seek the Lord together.
I couldn't go much farther.
Come on, let's pray.
Without
come on, everyone.